Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keith E. Langston, and today we're going to be taking a look and a listen to one of my secret favorite artists out there. And of course, I'm talking about Gary Wright's 1976 hit, Love Is Alive. So if you want to go ahead and hit the play button in 3, 2, 1, we'll go ahead and take a look and a listen to this song. The video that's actually uploaded, it says it's an official video, but it's really kind of like a, I want to say like a, more like a fan uploaded video here. But it's cool because it seems like it's a live concert version of the song, where it's, but it's actually the studio version of the song, so it's kind of cool. I kind of dig it. Oh, I love that. I love that opening. It's so good. Anyway, so Love Is Alive was taken from the 1975 debut album Dreamweaver. And it features Wright on the vocals and keyboards and Andy Newmark on the drums, with all the music except for the drums being produced on the keyboards. So that's kind of cool, because it does sound like there is some guitar riffs in there, but it's all done on the keyboard. The album's title cut and Love Is Alive both peaked at number 2, and the title cut meaning is Dreamweaver, which I think everybody knows Dreamweaver from, if anything, from Wayne's World, if not listening to it play on like an easy listening station all these years. But they both peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Love Is Alive actually spent 27 weeks on the chart, 7 weeks longer than Dreamweaver, and Billboard ended up ranking it number 9 as their number 9 song of 1976. In the U.S., it peaked at number 2 on the Hot 100, tied with Dreamweaver as its highest, as Wright's highest chart-topping single. And there's also the songs Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans and Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki D kept it from the number 1 spot. In Canada, it reached all the way up to number 6. In Australia, it reached all the way to number 71. And the other one is on Billboard's R&B, it hit 98. Never thought of this as a Billboard version, Billboard song, or excuse me, an R&B song, but okay. And the U.S. Cashbox Top 100 are ranked all the way up to number 3. So, as I said before, it ranked all the way up to number 9 for the year-end charts. Canada had it all the way up to number 75. So, Gary Wright apparently did a lot of, you know, a lot better in America than he did in Canada. But this song has had a couple notable covers and samples in it. So Olivia Newton-John actually covered the track in her first live album, Love Performance in 1976. She actually performed the song on her first 1976 ABC TV special, and then on a 1977 BBC special. Her rendition was also included as a bonus track on the 2010 Japanese reissue of her album, Totally Hot. 1991, Joe Crocker covered Love Is Alive on his Night Calls LP. Released as a single, it reached number 72 in Canada, number 7 on the U.S. mainstream rock chart in the summer of 1992. In 1997, dance act Third Party recorded the song on their debut album, Alive, which charted on the Billboard Hot 100. Their version peaked at number 19 on the U.S. Billboard Hot Dance Music chart. And Joan Osborne, the great Joan Osborne, actually covered the song on her album Righteous Love. She plays it frequently in concerts, and one of these performances was included on a compilation album Radio Waves. The Associated Press called her cover version improbably funky. So that is Gary Wright's Love Is Alive from the Dreamweaver album. And just to kind of give you guys a little bit of an insight, the Dreamweaver album itself reached all the way up to number 7 on the Billboard 200 in 1977-76. So the album itself was a pretty significant hit for him. if you have a chance, the album itself is great. A lot of good stuff on that. And I think that even if you just only know Dreamweaver, you can still kind of hear it. It's a great album. I would definitely check it out on any kind of, whether you have it's on streaming on YouTube or you're streaming it on Spotify, or even if you go out there and pick up even a vinyl version, which is what I have. So that's going to do it for me today on the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keithy Langston. Stay tuned for more music we have for you, and have a great day. Alrighty, bye-bye.